Hello, my Royal Boss fam, and welcome back to another segment of Business Tea with Tay. It's your business genie here, and yes, we are in quarter two. We're in April. We are halfway throughout the year, which means there is no more time to be figuring things out. There is no more time to be guessing. Nope, we already need to have what we want determined in our mind and our actions lined up in order to reach those goals. Now, today I'm coming on here and I just want to talk a little bit about how to properly pitch your business when in a casual or normalized business setting. And I say that because we all, most likely business owners that are within, 365 days of owning their business, which means you've owned your business for a year or more, we have ended up in situations where what we're hearing or what we're being told versus what we do kind of coincide. For example, I was getting my nails done and this is a new nail tech of mine. I walked in and she was talking about, how are you going to want to be a nail tech and you don't do toes, you only do nails? And coming from a business standpoint, I have a client that does toes on the go. Her name is Yo-Yo Orange. She has a business based in New York where she does toes and fingernails. And that's something that we discussed during one of our consultations, how that will set her aside in her brand. Now, if you are a nail tech and you heard that, go ahead, jot that down because you're missing out on a lot of money. And from what I've heard, a lot of money is to be made by you just being okay with touching feet, or at least hiring somebody who's okay with touching feet. But that's not what this segment is about. It's about how to introduce who you are properly in situations. Now, the first thing you don't want to do is give on a full-blown pitch. You don't want these people to invest into your company. You don't need any of that nature. You just want everything to coincide. So let's just say, hey, you're out to eat with your friends and somebody's talking about a specific hair design that they've seen. And you do hair. You're a hairstylist. You specialize in braiding and you specialize in natural styles. The style that she wants is a new sort of braiding style that she's seen on TikTok, Pinterest, whatever the social media platform may be. Through there, you say, oh, let me see the style. Okay. And hopefully you have some references or some pictures of some styles that you've done. And then you'll go on and say, I think I'm able to do that style. Here are some styles that I've already done. Now, from there, you give that person the opportunity to say, yes, I want to book you, or, let's see how this goes. And then you leave it at that conversation. You don't keep going back to it. And I know it's very hard to switch when you're in a social setting and you want to go between social and business, because when you're business oriented, you can talk business for days. You can talk business for months, weeks, years, because that's what you do. You have to know that in a social setting, there has to be a cutoff switch. You have to realize when you're talking too much or talking too much about yourself. And I'm not saying anything about talking about your brand is bad, but in a situation that is not made for business, sometimes stealing that light can put a damper on the situation. And you can say, well, these people know I'm doing business. They should be ready for the conversation. No, that's not fair to them. That's not why they're out with you. That's not what they decided to meet up for. Now, if that is, then okay, go ahead, discuss business. But if not, you want to make sure that you're properly interjecting your brand and your business to the point where, okay, I'm going to take no more than 60 seconds to quote unquote pitch what I do. And then we're going to go back to our conversation. Another example, if you're sitting in a car dealership and you hear somebody talking about, oh, I just really need some balloon arches for my 3-year-old's birthday. Hi, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to ear hustle, or hi, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to jump into your conversation, but I own balloons on the go, arch it till you tarch it, whatever. My name is so-and-so. Here are some arches that I've done. Here's my business card. If you're interested, please contact us. From there, you've given her all ample opportunity to reach out to you. You don't need to say, well, when do you need it done? Well, how many do you need? Well, this, that, and the third. You don't need to be conducting business right then and there on the spot. You want this person to go from a cold target audience, so from your cold audience to your warm audience, knowing a little bit more about what you do, what you have to offer. And then from there, that's when you snag them in and you convert them to your hot audience. So that means getting their contact information, or when they reach out to you, you're saving it and adding it to your email list, following them on social media. Hey, do you mind if I airdrop you some pictures of some arches that we've done? always be prepared and have a business folder, especially if you have an iPhone. Have a business folder on your phone that contains things that you've done, especially if you sell products. You want people to know. You don't want to have to go through your Instagram and everybody hears that. I hope you guys can hear that tapping. But as you're scrolling through your feed, no. You should already have it set up. You should already have some pitches set up in your notes that you can copy and paste and send in a text message in an instant. Preparing yourself in social gatherings with the business mindset will always help you convert. You need to be prepared. Don't go anywhere without your business cards. Don't go anywhere without your business flyers. Don't go anywhere without having your business things set up on your back end. So like I said, your notepad can be full of your social media links, your website link, something that you don't have to search more than 10 seconds for on your phone. Because just standing there waiting for somebody to pull something up, your mind will go somewhere else. You'll say, oh my gosh, I got some other things to do. No, you want to be prepared for these people who could potentially be your clients. So in a social gathering, in a social setting, and somewhere that you did not set out to be business oriented that day, you need to prepare yourself with at least 15 to 30 seconds of a pitch. Now that's just saying, hey, I'm a business coach. I help small businesses gain exposure and visibility. Through there, that's broad enough for people to know what I do, but that's also enough information for them to ask more. Through there, oh yeah, sure, we can definitely talk. What's your phone number? What's your email address? Let's set something up next week. Boom, I've taken somebody that I didn't know from anything, from anywhere, and I've now turned them into my warm market. So with them being in my warm market, they have what I do inside their mind. They may or may not know my name, but they're going to know my brand's name. They're going to know I am the owner and founder of the Royal Boss Network. And then from there, I'm going to take their email. I may give them a free consultation. I may give them a free business audit. You know, that value to let them know that I'm serious about what I do. I'm serious about who I am, and I can truly help them. And through there, that's how you create long-lasting relationships and friendships. Same thing for you. If you own a hair salon, if you're a nail tech, if you're a construction worker, don't be afraid to give away value when it in returns, it's going to be beneficial for your brand and your business. So that means, okay, I may walk around with 10% off coupons only to give to my prospects on Saturday when I go out, if I happen to run into somebody that's identical to my target audience. That's specifically for your prospects. Nobody else has access to that 10% off. That's how you control your conversions. And again, that's getting into a whole different topic, but still touching on the social gatherings and how you create a business lane for yourself without taking away from the setting that you're in. It's okay to practice. Take 10 to 15 seconds. Talk about who you are, what you do, and if you have a little bit more time, how long you've been in business. Say something about your target audience or how much you enjoy doing what you do. You know, don't be afraid to practice what you're looking to preach. I did a whole Pitch Perfect class to help business owners practice their pitch, set up a proper presentation for their pitch in order for them to convert, in order for them to gain partnerships, in order for them to be recognized and realized and remembered. That's what a pitch is for. That's what it does. Because guess what? In 3 or 4 months, even though you may not have heard from them, that situation that they were in before they met you, unless they've contacted you, they're probably still going to be in that situation. And then they're going to reach out to you. I have a lot of clients that I'll give them information. I gave somebody information January of 2019. They just messaged me back literally yesterday. You can't control what situations happen in people's lives, but you can control the type of communication they have with you. As long as you're following up and as long as you're doing what you're supposed to do, which means presenting value, presenting something that's going to actually convert and help people, along with giving out your contact information, you're going to always be blessed with customers. You're always going to have people who are looking for what you have to offer. Now, you can't do that if you're scared and you're shy and you're afraid of feedback and you're afraid of negativity. There's a lot of people who are sitting on $1 million because they are afraid to get out there. You cannot be afraid to be who you are. That's point blank, period. If you're destined to be someone great and you have these ideas and these visions inside of your head, you cannot be afraid of that, because being afraid of that will keep you stagnant, will keep you where you are today, or sadly, will put you where you were yesterday. And nobody wants to go backwards. So with that being said, I want you to take at least 24 hours and practice your social pitch. Meaning, oh, you know, get in front of me. Oh, hey, oh, that's a super cute necklace. Yes, I own necklaces and pearls by your girl. That's me. Oh, yeah, oh, the one I have on today. Boom. That's a practice in the mirror. From there, you take that and you narrow it down to 5 seconds. Oh, I love your necklace. I own pearls and necklaces by the girls. This is some pieces that we have. Boom. Right then and there. That's a perfect social pitch. You're not doing too much. You're not saying, well, what do you like? Do you like pearls? Do you like long? Do you like short? Do you like choker? You don't need to do all of that. You need a simple synopsis of who you are, what you do, and you have to make sure that you have your target audience narrowed down. I mean, I know I just got a little bold right there, but if you do not have your target audience narrowed down, you will be talking to any and everybody forever with the hopes of converting. If you know who you are serving and why you are serving them, you will convert every single time because you know where their pain points are. Again, another segment, but I just want to leave you guys with, take any opportunity to put your brand out there. And when you do it, you make sure that it coincides with the situation at hand. If you're at a business meeting, then you know you're professional. If you're in a social gathering, then it's okay to be business casual. It's okay to be a little lax. Now you don't want to go, oh yeah, that's what we got up in there. No, that's not what I mean when I say a little lax, okay? You still have to keep professional. You still have to keep it business savvy. But it's okay to relax a little bit in a social gathering when you're discussing business. Don't sweat, you know? Don't be so hard on yourself, especially when it's prospects and clients. Because guess what? They won't know you're nervous unless you tell them. You have to present yourself with, oh yeah, I know who I am. I know what I do. On the inside, you may be shaking bones inside of a boot, but on the outside, do not display that. Again, this is your business genie. And let's just start using our resources. Let's just start in this quarter, in quarter two, putting ourselves out there, not being afraid of what others may think or what others may say, because at the end of the day, they are not you. You have this vision for a reason. You've been called to do this for a reason. Act like it, okay? Stop being afraid. Stop looking at everybody else, looking at what they're cooking, looking at what they're doing, trying to figure out how good their food tastes, and start creating your own recipes.